Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
For new mums, things can be pretty overwhelming getting back to shape after pregnancy. It's a long process, so small comments from strangers about your size are the last thing you need. Business owner and mother Sarah Gangley is with me on the line. Sandra, sorry. Is it Sandra?
Hello, how are you?
Sandra, sorry. Sandra Gangley.
You're okay.
Good afternoon to you, Sandra.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you as well.
We watched your video, Sandra, but for our listeners who may not have seen it, will you paint us a picture of what happened to you?
Of course. So as a businesswoman, I was at a Women in Business networking event, and there was over 100 women at this event. It was a lovely day. And my son, Milo, comes everywhere with me. He's just gone 5 months now, and I'm a dance teacher. He comes everywhere with me. He comes to work. He comes to my classes. I didn't take any maternity leave. I was back to work 4 weeks after having him. Thankfully, I was able to. But we were at this particular event, and of course, what woman isn't going to want to see a baby? So they were all ooing and aahing of Milo. And a lady came over chatting. I didn't know her. And she was saying, "Oh, Milo, he's lovely. Isn't he great? He's a great baby." And then she looked at me and she said, "And you're expecting baby number two, I see." And I was like, "I'm not expecting anything." Now, I completely zoned out once she said that, because I just was shocked at the comment. My baby has just gone 5 months old. So that evening, I'd say an hour or two later, I put a video up online, just literally saying what I've just said to you here. And the amount of comments and people up in an uproar over it, it's been mad. So it was really disheartening for me. And at a women's event, you know, you don't think something like that is going to happen. And I actually, as soon as that comment was said to me, literally 30 seconds later, I had to go up on stage actually and teach the group of women a dance. So I didn't actually have time to dwell on it, thankfully. But if I had to walk out that door straight away, I would have cried the whole way home. And it's just so disheartening to get a comment like that, you know. I thought I looked lovely that day, and I feel like I did, but that comment, it was just so uncalled for. People can be very, very rude, and they don't think. They really don't think.
And it was a female who said it to you?
It was a female, yeah. Another female. She didn't know me. She was commenting on Milo, and he's a lovely baby, and just looked at me and looked straight at my stomach and said, "I see you're expecting baby number two."
And you said, Sandra, which I think is interesting, you didn't have time to dwell on it. You had to get on the stage. Mm-hmm. But my head, and I'm sure every other listener, goes straight to, you had to get on stage. And that is, you know, a business event for you where, you know, you are putting yourself out there, and, you know, it requires confidence and self-esteem and all of those things that could be torn to shreds after a comment like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, the tears were coming in my eyes. And but then I had to get up on stage, and of course, then you put on this stage persona and away you go. And I had to leave straight after that, because I actually had to go and teach another class. But on the drive then, it did really, really get to me. And, you know, I'm in the gym twice a week. I'm a dance teacher. I'm active. I'm walking. And, you know, even then to get that comment, and there's no need for it. Like, mum-tums are a thing. And it's mind-boggling that it happened at a female women's event. And from one woman to another, I just think it's an awful thing, and you don't know how it's going to impact someone. So many women, thankfully I had a very healthy pregnancy, my baby is in great form, he comes to work with me, and I'm blessed that I'm able to do that. But some, you'd never know what women have been through, what struggles they've had, miscarriages, baby loss. There's so much behind a comment like that, and it's happened to me numerous times. I've had a woman put her hand on my stomach before to say, "And you're expecting," and I'm like, "No, I'm not." And I'm a 12 to 14, a size 12 to 14, you know, I'm a normal size. So it's crazy.
It's absolutely nuts, you know that. It's like, for me, listening to your story, you're there with your baby, 5 months old. You know, you should really still be on maternity leave, you know, if you were working another job,
yeah,
let's say,
of
you know.
Course. Yeah.
So I think you're incredible to, you know, be there with the baby doing your job. The only takeaway for me would be, look at that brilliant girl doing her job with her beautiful bouncing baby. And it kind of stops me in my tracks sometimes that people will take anything other than those things from that situation or that beautiful picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, yeah. What kind of a reaction did you get when you put the video out there?
I didn't even think about putting the video up. I just done it, and I didn't have any motive to it. I suppose in the back of my head I was saying, enough is enough now. This needs to kind of stop. And I just threw it up. But the amount of messages I've had, both personally and privately, I should say, and posting under the video, there's been so many women messaging saying the exact same thing has happened to them. And some of them way worse stories than my own. I've had a lot of influencers touch base with me and saying, like, this is awful. People are resharing it, reposting it. A lot of mum and baby pages or like maternity influencers like midwives or doulas, a lot of them have messaged and reposted it. Now, while there is comments that are women sharing their unfortunately sad story or sad experience, at the same time, there's been a lot of love to each other on it, and other women commenting under comments saying, God, that's awful. I feel so bad for you. I'm so sorry that happened. There's been a nice sort of community gathering happening amongst it all, even though it is all unfortunately negative comments. And the sad thing is a lot of it is women commenting. It's not just men who, you know, are kind of men being, you know, it's not all men, it's women as well.
It's shocking.
So yeah,
it's absolutely shocking, and it needs
to stop.
You know,
women have had enough time after having a baby, and everyone has their own experiences, but I just, yeah, and there's so many women have health issues. Some mightn't be able to have children.
Listen,
some have,
everyone,
you know,
has some backstory, you know, like I was pregnant three times, you know, whilst working on television. I had two miscarriages that people wouldn't have known about. And I never mentioned them, you know, during the course of working on television every day. Mm-hmm. And the amount of comments that would be sent in or on social media, absolutely shocking. Like, we just need to remind people that everyone has a story and you never know what people are going through. And I wonder, does it go back to this rubbish concept of kind of bouncing back, like this stereotypical Hollywood, you know, we would have seen, you know, big A-list stars over the years going in to have a baby and suddenly, you know, they're in a bikini with a six pack a couple of weeks later. Is that still an expectation in certain circles, do you think?
I don't think it is. I really don't. Like, this is my first child, so I am new to it all. I don't think it is. I think there's way more support out there, mum to mum. And I feel like since I've had Milo, there is a lovely community of mums, and we're all helping each other out. So I don't think there is necessarily, but I do think people just aren't thinking before they speak, and they're commenting. And, you know, once upon a time it might have been the older ladies, you know, maybe the older generation saying, and will you have kids and are you going to have more?
Yeah.
You know, that's a different thing. They mean, you know, they're just being nice and chatting, but it's young people that are making these comments now, and not even thinking. This particular woman that made the comment to me, I would guess she might have been in her late 40s, early 50s. And before, it's been similar, you know, it's been people in their 30s who've made comments to me, women in their 40s. It's always been females that have said it to me. And I have IBS and celiac, so I do suffer. You know, I would have a bloated tummy some days, and that's life, though, isn't it?
That is life.
Female, that's being a female.
Completely.
So, yeah, so I don't think there's this expectation of what you've mentioned about six pack and bouncing back, but I just think people need to think before they speak, especially to a new mum, because there's so much more going on with a new mum. You know, you have hormones, you have life, you have a baby, sleepless nights, everything that goes with it.
Listen, adjusting to life as a new mother, carrying your 5-month-old baby around to work and getting on with your day, the last thing you need is a negative comment from any direction or anyone. Let me read out some of the texts coming in, Sandra, and you can react to those. I've Crohn's disease, and during a bad flare-up, I lost a lot of weight. And a woman said, God, I'd love to have Crohn's to lose the weight. The looks I get from women about my weight and the horrible comments is awful. I worked with men for years and never once had an issue. That's someone in particular around Crohn's disease. Someone else, I had 3 miscarriages, Anna, a few months apart at different stages. I was in a pharmacy and one of the staff asked me straight out in front of other customers, when are you due? I was a bit bloated, but still felt I needed to explain why I looked pregnant. Another texter says, I think the best answer would be to stare at them unflinchingly in the eye and tell them they're not pregnant and keep the eye contact and say no more and just wait for the response. That's easier said than done when you're kind of sidelined by a comment, Sandra, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And like, as I've said, it's happened to me a lot of times, but this is the only time. That was all pre-pregnancy. It happened like 3-4 years ago. But when it actually happens to you, you just can't explain. Every time it happened to me before, I'd say, no, next time it happens, I'll be ready. And I'll be ready to say it back. but it always just catches me completely off guard. And I never know what to say. I'd be very polite that I actually wouldn't be rude to someone back and be like, well, actually, hold on a second. I couldn't do that. I couldn't be rude like that to someone. So it just completely throws me off guard. And it's like just this sinking feeling of, oh, God. Like, yeah, your whole body just sort of sinks and you just feel disheartened. Like, you can't, on the spot, I can't. I just zone out. It's just a sinking feeling. It's like your whole stomach drops or your heart drops. You don't have time to even think, what will I say back to them? Other than, well, no, I'm not. But
no, yeah, I know. Hindsight's a great thing. I often, you know, you get into the car and you think about the great comeback, or, you know.
Yeah, never happens.
Someone says, Sandra, and you'd be interested in this, I was at that event and I can't believe that comment was made, but you nailed it. You were fab. And gosh, what a statement. Can't believe another woman said that to you. You didn't show any upset. You nailed it and you looked fab. So obviously you went on stage and you were able to park it, which in itself, you know, suggests great self-esteem and confidence, and just being able to rise above it.
I suppose, look, anyone that's used to, no more than yourself, presenting, being on stage, I'm so used to it. I'm a full-time dance teacher for 10 years now. I'm jive and line dancing. It just comes with the job. You kind of just hop up. And I was excited to hop up on the stage and teach the entire room of women a line dance, and we had the best crack. So the timing of it was perfect. But, you know, it was hard to nearly come down off the stage, because then I had to come down off the stage and go back to, oh, this just happened.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah, I suppose, look, it was great to have that distraction to hop up on the stage straight away and, you know, do my job. And I really enjoyed it. So thank you to that listener, to all the listeners, but thank you to the listener as well who was at the networking event.
Yeah, well, Sandra, it's a great reminder to everyone to consider our comments and be a little bit more careful about what we say and how it can affect people. That's Sandra Gangley. Thank you very much for joining us on Lunchtime Live, Sandra.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.